Patient name. First name, Abdul, that's A-B-D-U-L. Last name, Waheed, that's W-A-H-E-E-D. Date of birth is 11-4 of 1964. Date of service, 11-5 of 2025. This is a 61-year-old male patient. He is here today being seen as follow-up to a motor vehicle accident. He originally suffered an injury. He was hit from behind. Subsequently, we saw him on July 29th, 2025, which is several months ago. He suffered pain to his knee and also his neck and his back. We have followed up with him several times. Most recently, we have ordered an MRI of the C-spine as well as the lumbar spine and the MRI of the left knee. He is not in obvious pain. He says at times his back seems to bother him more than the neck or the knee. Period, new paragraph. However, we did the MRI order and the results are in, and he does have several issues that we need to discuss. Period, new paragraph. The impression of the cervical spine MRI shows a C5 to C6 posterolateral disc herniation. Also from C6 to C7, there is an additional disc herniation. Period, new paragraph, concerning the MRI of the lumbar spine. There are subsequent disc herniations at L4, L5, and L5 to S1. Period, new paragraph, concerning the MRI of the left knee. It does show a strain of the medial and lateral collateral ligaments. Also, a horizontal tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus. Period, new paragraph. Now, I have reviewed all of these with the patient and his son. His son is in the room with us for interpretive reasons, as his father does not readily speak English. Period, new paragraph. Reviewing the vital signs, blood pressure 106 over 73, pulse 78, respirations 18, oxygen saturation 98, temperature is 98.1. Period, new paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, none. Period, new paragraph. Patient does tell me today that he's feeling fairly well today with the occasional back pain. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Due to the nature of the results of the MRI of the cervical and lumbar spine as well as the left knee, we will refer him to a spinal orthopedic specialist for further care. Patient can return back to clinic, PRN.